it. There are a few changes we've made. When I look at the expense sheet, and it turned out to be quite a lot expensive to have it open up and have lots of buttons and stuff inside. So instead of this is going to be an LCD screen, just a very, very basic one, very small, with access to the menu through the scroll wheel and confirm button. Apart from that, it's pretty much the same as we discussed last time. I'm just like run inside there. We want the buttons to be big enough to push easily with our finger, so we reckon maybe that would be about the same size as the palm of your hand. Going to have again the sort of the foggy yellow from last time that lit up when you push the button. This button, because it's red, it's sort of very prominent. We're going to use it as it's going to be the power button. If you hold it for maybe 2 seconds, that'll send a standby signal. Apart from that, it's going to be used as a confirm button for the LCD screen, and you use this as a jog dial. Could you make it 5 centimeters? Something about there. You can skip straight to the channel using these buttons. We're going to have the volume control here, but because we've got the LCD and the jog dial, we just thought we'd use that as the volume. You can use it for more advanced functions like contrast, color, and just whatever else we wanted to include as the advanced functions. We didn't actually go through and specify the. What can a TV do?
Okay, things like brightness, contrast, maybe tuning the channels.
Okay,
what else? The various inputs. Are you having VCR? Are you having, which input do you have?
Probably color, sharpness.
Color, sharpness. A lot of these things will have to be free and open for users to define them.
Okay, what about sound settings? Can you change any of those at all?
team probably have the balance. Yeah. I think single would just be sort of one sort of oval, whereas doubles this sort of thing. We have got some push buttons as well.
We've got push buttons as well.
So I reckon we've got one button for this thing because it's just one big sheet of rubber.
Uh-huh.
Not sure if that counts, but. You can see we're already far beyond
the.
Because that's one button, but it's the complexity of 12 buttons.
Okay. Right. So we're
just estimating
that,
yeah. Less.
Okay. Like these, are we wanting them in?
No.
No? Is it
everything
going to be faster? Okay. So we're. something's going to have to go. We're at 16.8.
How are we going to achieve this high-end product?
Well, something has to go to the tune of 2.3 euro. So, let me think, what are we?
4.3.
Oh, yes, sorry, 4.3.
Well, we could take it once by making it single curve, just filling those bits.
This
is one. Fair enough, yeah.
So when we scroll, we need to some way to get the TV to respond.
Okay, so
I think it's technically doable. So
what's our review suggestion? Take away the LC display.
Yeah. And the advanced chip goes away as well.
To be replaced with a
regular chip.
Regular chip.
So what that means is that.
Also, we've got 0.3 to get rid of.
The 12 buttons that you see there.
12 buttons.
It's one piece of rubber, but it's going to have 12 button things underneath. So.
Intercept 4 is a good estimate for.
Do you think?
Yeah. You can't actually cut. It's like 3 times the number of buttons. 4, 8, 12.
Is that one big button or is it 12 buttons? How can it be something in between?
It needs to be more than one big button because if you open up your phone underneath, there's actually one button.
Okay, well, we have 0.3 to get in this somewhere.
Just report that.
Yeah. So I reckon reckon that probably counts as a special form for the buttons.
Yeah.
I think moment there is just one button, so handy. The image of being quite deep, sort of deep enough to be comfy to hold in your hand rather than being wide and flat. Yeah, works, yeah.
Two's not very high at all.
See, I'm about that thick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Five then.
You guys what?
I would say five or six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's put five then. Oh,
it's one to seven, right?
Three.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Yeah.
Then I would say two
three.
Or three.
Okay.
Wait, what's the scale? One to seven.
One's high, shouldn't it?
One is high.
Ah. Okay, so yeah, two or three.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, one. Soft and sponging, which is that we'd use mostly plastic in the end. It's going to be quite.
Yeah, I was going to put five.
Five.
Well, I have to use plastic, so it's probably going to be. I think I probably increased the cost. We've only got, I think, what, 10 cents left, so. Yeah. Malik.
I agree with his points. It's quite a lot of fun to go through, and then you sort of hit the end and go, right, got to cut everything out because we don't have enough money.
Thing, and I think the fact that we're rather than controlling, it'll be a sense of control because our decisions have been made in terms of like consensus, right? We go around and we think about it, but that, you know, process actually says you have to do it in a certain way.
Okay.
It doesn't tell you, you know, you might want to be a bit more creative in terms of the process.
Yeah.
Okay. What about teamwork?
I reckon that was a bit hard because we could only discuss things in the meeting.
Mm.
If we could just go up to somebody outside the meeting and have a quick talk with them, it would have made it a lot easier.
Okay.
I think you tried to use the common share folder to communicate, but it just comes back to us so slow in the email.
Mm.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a messenger.
Did you not get the email?
I did,
yeah.
So to summarize the teamwork issue, then if we could communicate outside the meeting, you know, just like quick questions, quick thoughts, whatever,
yeah.
Probably would be.
Yeah. I think the tool set they were given to us are fancy, but they don't support collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way. They
mm-hmm.
don't support the team working
okay.
together.
Yeah,
you know, they're still very individual tools.
Yeah, I mean, sort of taking upon that idea, the way I see this is that it's the structure in which we approach this whole task is quite contrary to the principle of teamwork, because the tasks were divided, and then the work went on in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you guys did while you were together, maybe that was different. But actually, if you imagine not entirely completely same task given to us, then us said, okay, first thing we have to do is come up with, let's say, a design concept, and we sit here together and do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what teamwork is, just to say, okay, go off and don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
It actually sort of predisposes you to quite the contrary of teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we haven't done it, unless we could have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Not dissatisfied.
Right. Anything else to your
report? No,
I agree. Okay. What about the, you know, how we use the whiteboard, doing the pens, the projector, stuff like that? Did anybody think Evan's like really useful and brilliant?
I think the whiteboard for me is the kind of thing I would use all the time, but it's not quite as useful as to us as it could have been, maybe just in the way that we use it, in the sense that once we have an idea out there, or while work was going on in between meetings, that could have been up on a board,
mm-hmm.
You know, as opposed to in text. And then we could then keep our ideas sort of building on it. I know that people who design cars and, you know, aviation, and quite often just have a simple like fiberglass prototype, and it's completely, you know, abstract from
mm-hmm.
the final product, but they use it as a kind of a context to sort
yeah.
of walk around and puzzle
and
point and discuss.
Yeah.
And in a way, everybody's, as we discuss things in theoretically on out of our notebooks, we're actually just each of us discussing something that's in each of our own minds. It wasn't until we had
yeah.
this here, you know, like at one point I peeked across and looked at Craig's mm-hmm. paper, and I'm like, now I know what he's thinking, because I saw his book. But the whiteboard could have actually been this kind of continuing.
So do you think producing a prototype earlier in the process would be a good idea?
I think the focus of it a lot was the PowerPoint as opposed
yeah.
to the whiteboard. And I think that
yeah.
is also does
yeah.
hinders and things. I think it would be cooler to have the whiteboard rather than the PowerPoint, or maybe the whiteboard and the PowerPoint in the same place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the PowerPoint is provided to us while we had time to prepare. Whereas I can imagine if I'd been encouraged to use Paintbrush, for example,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, I would have actually used it. You know, just because that's sort of how we would have set up to use what we had that time.
I think that there were too many PowerPoints in the meetings.
Yeah.
Plugins. We spent a lot of time doing that, and a lot of the information on the PowerPoints, I don't think. We could have gone through them very broadly, especially with my slides. I felt that
okay.
I'm supposed to have you present them.
What about the digital pens? Did you find them easy enough to use?
They're a bit clunky.
Yeah, clunky. Agreed.
Okay.
Having to take it before you
point. Yeah. This for the project? Oh yeah. Do we know what the other ones are? Oh wow. Hey. Yeah. I said Ninja Homer. I forgot how good Play-Doh smells.
Yeah,
I think I was non-toxic because it's designed for like 2-year-olds. Very tangible. don't think mine does either. I don't think mine does either. Nice, one back.